Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise on this third Sunday after Pentecost. We are Donna and Brian Ness, representing the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School, located in North Judson for more than 150 years. This church body, led by Pastor Daniel Speckert, is associated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and is a community of faith founded upon the gospel of Christ crucified and risen for all. We look forward to sharing Christ's word with you through scripture and song. As was mentioned last week, 50 days after Easter, the Holy Spirit was given to the church at Pentecost, and this began the non-festival half of the church year in which we focus on the new life that we have in Christ through the Holy Spirit. The call at Pentecost to repent and be baptized was made after Jesus had completed, by his suffering, death, and resurrection, all that was necessary to reconcile sinful mankind with God. We reflect back to the same message from John the Baptist, and today we hear God's call through Moses to the people of Israel to be to him a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Their earlier passing through the Red Sea as they left Egypt prefigures the baptism received by and commanded by Jesus. The Old Testament reading for today is Exodus 19, 2-8, where Israel is in the wilderness of Sinai.
A reading from Exodus, the second book of Moses. The people of Israel set out from Rephidim and came into the wilderness of Sinai, and they encamped in the wilderness. There Israel encamped before the mountain, while Moses went up to God. The Lord called to him out of the mountain, saying, "Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob, and tell the people of Israel, you yourselves have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings, and brought you to myself. Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice, and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession among all peoples, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the people of Israel." So Moses came and called the elders of the people and set before them all these words that the Lord had commanded him. All the people answered together and said, "All that the Lord has spoken we will do." And Moses reported the words of the people to the Lord.
We move forward to the time of the New Testament with the baptismal hymn, "God's Own Child, I Gladly Say It," expressing the faith worked by the power of the Holy Spirit through our baptism. What joy and peace!
God's own child, I gladly say it. I am baptized into Christ. He, because I could not make it, gave my full redemption price. Do I need a salvation?
The gospel reading for today, portions of Matthew 9 and 10, is from the early part of the ministry of Jesus. At this time, he calls his disciples, or followers, to himself. He gives them authority over unclean spirits and diseases and sends them out, now as apostles or those sent. But at this time, they were to go only to the house of Israel. Again, we reflect on the calling in a setting of, "Will you come and follow me?"
A reading from the Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every affliction. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." And he called to him his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every disease and every affliction. The names of the 12 apostles are these: first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out, instructing them, "Go nowhere among the Gentiles and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and proclaim as you go, saying, 'The kingdom of heaven is at hand.' Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, cast out demons. You received without paying, give without pay."
Indeed, let me turn and follow you and never be the same. Thank you for inviting us into your home this morning to share the love of Jesus with you. We invite you to come to our house of worship at 810 West Talmer Avenue in North Judson to worship, learn, serve, and live with Jesus, going forth in his peace. If you have young children, please know that the sound, movement, and energy they bring to the sanctuary is welcome and a blessing to us all. The worship service on Sunday morning begins at 9 o'clock and is followed by Sunday school and Bible study for all ages. Multiple opportunities for small group Bible studies and other activities occur throughout the week. Please contact the church office at 574-896-2025 for more information. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, Pastor Daniel Speckard and the members of St. Peter look forward to meeting you. May you walk with Jesus all the days of your life.